Hello, welcome back. How are you? I'm so excited that you're here. It's Thanksgiving, but I'm sure everyone's listening to this after Thanksgiving, so I hope that you had a great holiday with however you chose to spend it this year. I know things are a little bit different, so family traditions have changed, but we're not really talking about that today. You know, last week we talked about cheat meals, and today we're talking about when you get into a fitness or routine rut, because that is what I've been feeling. You know, this is a really common time to be feeling that, right? Like, quarantine started back in March. Everyone's entire routine was thrown out the window. It took people a few weeks, a few months to kind of figure it out. People started getting home gym equipment. You started finding virtual classes that you liked. You know, like, you started to be like, okay, like, we're gonna be in this a little while. And now we're at the point that it's like, you know, you can't really see that end in sight. Before, we kind of had a little bit of hope of like, oh, I can't wait to go back to my old routine. And now it's like, there is no old routine for me to go back to. Like, I don't know about you guys, but in the city, like, there's no gyms around me that I used to go to open anymore. They're just all shut down. So it's like, okay, I found this completely virtual class that I've been loving, and I did for months. I've taken almost 200 classes all online. But now it's been like 5 months, 6 months of me taking these classes, and I found that I was no longer at the same enjoyment, commitment, happiness level with that new routine that I created. And the reason that I started to get into that was because they're all online. And, you know, I'd wake up in the day and I'd be signed up for a class, but then I'd get in this mindset of, okay, if I take this class right now, I have to change into my workout gear, I have to set up everything in my room, take the class, quickly take it apart to set up my work, go shower real quick, come back into my bedroom, which is now still going to be sweaty because everything is the same like 10 by 10 room that I'm in. And so for me, I was like, that seems so much more work than I can relax in bed for a little bit, leisurely get into work, have time for breakfast, and like that actually satisfies me more. So for a few weeks now, I found myself getting into this routine of it's so much easier not to work out, and it kind of like makes me less stressed to work out. So I started skipping almost all of my workouts. And on top of this, you know, daylight savings happened, so now it's getting dark by the time I leave work. It's also getting colder, so I'm not going out for walks. I'm not doing anything outside, so not only am I not moving around, but I'm also just not getting outside. So I determined, I was like, okay, maybe I would like this again with that group atmosphere. I was like, I just need to get back in person with, there's someone like literally yelling at me, like I can't just turn it off halfway through. And not only that, but it gives me a reason to leave the house again, right? Like there's still not too many reasons for me to be leaving. I'm still working remote. There's still nothing going on. So this gives me a reason to leave the house. And so I told myself, I signed up for this gym, and it's kind of far away from me, right? Like, as I said, there's nothing around me that's open, and so it's kind of far away, and it is, like, a commitment to go. In-person group classes are a lot more expensive, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go 1 to 2 times per week, because I can only go on Saturdays and Sundays. I won't be able to make it during the week. Okay, so I promise that this story has a point at the end. We're getting there. So, the first weekend comes that I signed up for Saturday and Sunday, and I was all ready for my class on Saturday morning. I was like, yes, I'm finally going to go in person. I haven't made any of my virtual classes in like over a week, so I was looking forward to the workout, and the class got canceled. So, with that part of Boston lost power, so they're like, okay, we can't hold this with no power. So they canceled it, and I was like, okay, well, I already signed up for Sunday. I know when I'm working out again. So it was Saturday night, and, like, I wasn't doing anything. I was just feeling tired because, once again, I, like, didn't leave my house to get fresh air. I was just kind of in bed all day. And so it was 10 p.m. I was like, you know what? I don't want to go in the morning. Like, it's a lot further than I realize. I'm going to have to spend money to go, spend money to get back. Like, it just seemed like a hassle. So I went to cancel because I thought that it was a 9-hour cancellation, and it wasn't. It was 12, and I just missed it by like 30 minutes. And I was so mad because I was like, oh, I don't want to go. But then the other part of me, I was like, this is week one of me signed up for this new gym, and I'm going to now cancel both classes. Like, I'm not going to go once during that whole week. I was like, maybe this is for the best. You know, I'm just going to suck it up. I'll go. And I went to the first class then on that Sunday, and I got there, and it was a good feeling, right? I like felt good getting all my things together. You know, it was a Sunday morning and it was bright, like, you know, it gets bright early, and it was pretty nice weather out. And so I got there and it like had the vibes of like group energy again, and there were so many people around me, not like close around me, we were very spread out, but they're still around me. And I remember I got there, and like the first thing that the instructor said was, the hardest part is getting yourself here, and now that you're here, like, enjoy it. And I was like, yes, that is so true. Like, so many times the hardest part is just showing up for yourself, and that's what I was missing from the virtual classes. Like, even if I did the hardest part of showing up, I still wasn't showing up in the right headspace. I still wasn't showing up like 100% that I could that day. I would show up and I'd be like, oh, I didn't even like bring a water bottle next to me. I'd be like, oh, I'll just go get it like during a break. And then I'd like walk to the kitchen and get distracted. Or, you know, I'd show up and I wouldn't even be in sneakers. I was like, oh, instead of like doing the jumping moves, I'll just kind of like sit here and like hold a squat. You know, there were so many times I just didn't show up in the right headspace. I was like, I'll do it, but like not a lot, right? Like, I like it, but not a lot. And so I don't know, just being able to show up to that fitness class, I was like, I am all ready, because it was a cycling class. So I was like clicked into the bike. I had my water, I had my headphones on, you know, like she was about to lead us. And because of COVID, there was like no early exits. Like, you had to stay the whole time. And so I was like, okay, like, this is where I'm at, and now I'm committing to myself for these next 45 minutes. And that is something that you can do from home, right? Like, if you're still not going to a gym, you can make that space for yourself at home. But it's just the idea of, like, the hardest part is showing up. So make sure you're actually showing up. Make sure that you don't already give yourself, like, a failing chance when you get there. Because I know I have done it so many times before, right? Like, you're just, like, rushing to get the workout in. I'm like, oh, I won't even grab, like, a, like, snack beforehand, right? I'll just go as is, and I'll eat after. And then I feel, like, lightheaded halfway through. I am not performing well because I'm just worried about not passing out. Like, I'm sure you've done it, too. And so I think that's important to recognize because, you know, no matter where you show up or what workout you're doing, like, you should give yourself a good chance of, you know, it being a good effort on your part, something that you're going to be proud of yourself for completing. Also, another thing that I really like learned from this lesson or what I've been going through the past few weeks is that I like to talk a lot about how you should find movement that you enjoy. You should find the classes that you like. But just because you like some sort of movement doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard to convince yourself to show up. Like, there are still days that it's going to be hard. There's still going to be periods that it is. But the thing is, you know, I still knew that I liked cycling. Yes, it was hard to get myself to get there, but I knew, you know, like, it's a class that I enjoy. I love the playlist. I love, like, the feeling of, okay, it's me and my bike. I'm not caring what anyone else is doing. I can't even see what they're doing. And so just because you now found something that you like doesn't mean that you're going to like it every single day. So I think that's important, because on those hard days, like, that's why you have those whys. It's not like you can all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, I love how fitness makes me feel, and then I have this great reward after. Like, no, it's still going to be hard to get yourself to show up. And so this is why I really have the belief that, like, you know, everyone does have these different vanity measures of, like, something that they're trying to achieve. Like, you know, you might want to look a certain way, or, you know, like, we're talking about progress pictures recently. Like, maybe you do have that after picture that you're looking for, or a certain size that you're trying to fit into. And it's really discouraging to focus on that every day, or to focus on the scale every day, But if that is the thing that lights you up, like, use that on the hard days. Like, I remember how I looked when I had just graduated from college and I was eating whatever and I hadn't gone to the gym in like 6 months. Like, I remember what I looked like then, and I was like, you know what? Like, that kind of gives me that extra push on the days that I don't want to show up, or the weeks that I don't want to show up. And so I think that it's fine to have those days that, like, you still have those thoughts. It's not negative thoughts. It's just, you know, you should have goals outside of that. But then there's some days that you do have to go back to those, really, like, light your soul up of, like, I need to get my butt there. And then the last point that I want to mention here about getting into a fitness rut, getting into a routine rut, is that a body in motion stays in motion, just like a body in rest stays in rest. And so if you are, you know, hanging out at home a lot and you haven't gone to the gym in a while, but you're not even moving in other ways, you're not going for walks, you're not stretching, like, you're just not getting the blood flowing, you're not gonna have, like, an urge to then go do a hard workout of 45 minutes sweating and, like, you know, cycling or going for a run. Like, that's what I was running into, was because I was only staying at home. I was only doing really low energy activities. I was working many hours a day. I'm always in front of the computer. Even for podcasting, like, I'm in front of a computer. And so if that is my whole day, multiple days in a row, like, my body's gonna want to stay in rest. My body's gonna be like, I am happy with this. But a body in motion stays in motion. And so that's why, even if I just worked out the Saturday and Sunday each week, which, I mean, that is my schedule right now, I'm only gonna be working out twice a week, because that just sets me up for a good mood for Monday, right? Like, I might not add in another workout on Monday because, you know, I'm pretty dang sore now. That one workout that I did yesterday really killed me. But I've already found ways that, you know, my body is still in motion. Like, last week, every single day, I got delivery. Like, I usually do takeout because I usually never cook, but I wasn't even, like, walking right down the street to pick it up. I just kept getting it delivered, which cost a lot more money, and I definitely shouldn't have done that. But, you know, this week, even after I finished the fitness class, like, yeah, my legs were a lot more tired, but I walked to go get my food. I walked to go get groceries. Like, your body just wants to stay in motion. And so that's what I think we have to remind ourselves of, you know, like, when you're in this rut, getting yourself out of the rut isn't gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym 5 times a week now. It's not like putting this random number on yourself. And that's what I talked about with, like, why you shouldn't set goals, why I talked about it in that episode, was because when I went this weekend, and I only went once, I felt so accomplished. Keep in mind, I worked out one time that whole week. And you know me, like, I'm all about my health. I'm all about promoting a healthy lifestyle. And I only worked out one time, but I was so proud of myself because, you know, I told myself I was going to do it. I showed up, I did it, and I felt great after. It wasn't like, you know, I was trying to pull myself out of this rut by being like, I just joined a new gym and I'm going to show up every single day. Because then if you set such high expectations for yourself coming out of this and you fall short by 1 or 2 days, then that's when you start to feel like, oh, I can't get it again. Oh, this routine isn't the right one. Like, just start small, start little, and then a body in motion stays in motion. And I believe that completely. So I hope that this could help you today, give you maybe the little burst of motivation that you need, that truly the hardest part is showing up. Commit to yourself to showing up. Commit to showing up both physically and mentally to give yourself that best version possible to actually have the outcome you want. And, you know, just know that it is hard. Even if you've been doing this forever, even if you find out a workout you like, there are always going to be days that it will be harder than others. So that is all that I have for you today. But before I send you off, just remember to come join the Facebook group. I would love to start seeing some more of you guys on there. It's Girls Gone Healthy, Healthy Tips in Your 20s. The link is down below, and that's a space for you. If you feel like you're struggling with your exercise routine, with your workout routine, if you just feel like, you know, you're like, I need help getting out, it's a place for you to share your struggles. It's a place for you to find others that are in your same spot. So come check it out. Come join. And one last thing before we go too. So I don't know if you guys like listen to other podcasts that you've heard this, but like a lot usually have like something that they sign off with. And I was trying to think, you know, like a catchphrase, so to speak. I was like, I don't know what it would be here, you know, like have a healthy day. That kind of sounds lame. But I was like, I really like the idea of like sweat it out, right? Like there's no situation that a good like sweating it out wouldn't solve. I mean, maybe like if you're injured or if you want a rest day, but you know what I mean? Like if you are overwhelmed, sweat it out. If you are like underwhelmed and unmotivated, like sweat it out. If you're lacking energy, sweat it out. If you are feeling on top of the world, sweat it out. You know, like no matter what mood you're in, just sweat it out. So that is what I'm gonna leave you with today and every day if I remember. So go have a good day and sweat it out. I'll see you Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast, at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast. Come say hi, come say what's up. I'd love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. See you next time.